Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you about Suzanne Falter, is the author of a memoir about her daughter Teal's death called Free Spirited, How My Daughter Healed Me from the Afterlife. She is an intuitive healer who helps people suffering from upset, confusion, and stress. And she also hosts the Self-Care for Extremely Busy Women podcast, where she brings better self-care to thousands of busy people every week in 98 countries around the globe. Suzanne, welcome, and I bet that's grown, hasn't it?
You know it has, George. Hello, and I'm so pleased to talk to you again.
How are you?
I'm really great. I'm better than ever, as a matter of fact.
Good for you. Good for you. How far back did this tragedy occur for you?
It was in 2012. That Teal died 10 years ago.
10 years ago, my God. Seems just like yesterday sometimes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there is a just like, but you know, life happens in the blink of an eye, right? I mean, you know, one minute she was there, the next minute she was gone. And my healing and her presence and the whole evolution, it's been like 100 years in some ways.
Yeah. How old was she when she passed?
She was 22 years old.
Oh, that was young. What happened to her?
Well, you know, when she died, it was a very, very, very unexpected thing. She was, we had dinner in a restaurant, actually, and she was acting a little strange, a little spacey. And, you know, we'd gone to see a little lecture about some shamans, and she kept turning around and staring at me every time they talked about the connection between shamans and the people who've departed in the afterlife. And I thought, well, she's acting a little weird, but I'm not going to worry about it too much. Teal had epilepsy, very well controlled, took her meds, took excellent care of herself. And so basically what happened is she went home and had a complete cardiac arrest and collapsed in an empty bathroom that she had locked herself into.
Oh, my God.
And she was without a heartbeat for 15 minutes until her housemate realized she was in there with the door locked and unresponsive, and he jimmied the door open. She was actually revived, and her heartbeat was started again, and she was in a coma for 6 days on life support, and then they finally determined her brain was just, you know, too far gone, and she had to be taken off of life support. But the truth is that the whole experience of that 6 days in the hospital was so incredible. And, you know, let me just say that I was a driven workaholic. I was out of touch with myself. I was moving at galactic speed through my life. I was so preoccupied with making money and getting to my goals and all of this, I'd forgotten about what really mattered in life, which was something she knew intimately. There's never been a cause of death, George. For 2 years, the medical examiner held on to her tissue. They never could figure it out. Cause of death unknown, it says on her death certificate.
At what point did this tragedy start turning around for you?
At what point did it turn me around?
Turn around, where things started
happening. Well, this was what was so incredible about that time in the hospital. Because I went into that room where she was all laid out on the gurney and she was covered with wires and wrapping and all that kind of stuff. And I could feel that she was going to die and my life would be changed and that I would do this thing that she had wanted to do, which was heal people. The crazy thing about this was that the day after she collapsed, she was going to start taking classes to become a healer. And she really thought that she was going to become that healer. She thought that she was going to have a whole career as a healer. But in fact, I was the one who has ended up doing this.
Hey, you weren't doing that prior to, were you?
No, I was a marketing consultant. And craziest thing is, I had just closed my business because I was a total burnout case. I had absolutely no ability to keep working. I was exhausted. I was stressed out. My relationship had just ended. I had moved out of the house we'd been living in. I was driving around in my little car and trying to figure out what city I wanted to live in. I had moved to the Bay Area, and I didn't know anybody. I mean, the whole thing was just like a complete surrender of everything I knew, everything. And then here comes Teal, and she's out here in California with me, and all of a sudden she dies. And it was just like I had this plunge into this experience of having no roadmap, not having any idea what I was going to do or how I was going to cope with the worst tragedy of my life, and I was alone.
When you gave birth to her,
yeah,
didn't something strange happen then too?
Oh, yeah. And again, when she died, this was the weirdest thing. I had a C-section, and during the C-section, they gave me morphine.
For some who don't know what that is, it's a cesarean where they slice you right above the area there, and they pulled the little baby out of your stomach area.
That's right. And because I had that surgery, I was on morphine. So while I was on morphine, I suddenly could see all the auras of everybody who attended me in the hospital. And not only could I see their auras, I could feel the truth of who they are, what they were going through. I could read their emotions. I could feel deeply into who they were. When Teal was dying in the hospital, I was sitting with her figure on the bed, on the hospital bed. I was sitting next to her, and I was holding her hand, and I felt her spirit lift out of her body. I just intuitively felt it. And it was a profound spiritual experience. I just felt like, you know, it's almost indescribable, but I felt like a great presence had filled the room and then swoosh, just left it. And I went into the rest of the hospital to just kind of walk around and clear my head. And again, I could see people's auras. I could feel what they were feeling. I knew what they were going through. Attendants, residents, doctors, large families, pregnant women, med students. They were unsheltered people walking around because it was San Francisco General Hospital. They serve everybody. And I felt so connected to everybody in that hospital. It was the same experience.
That is amazing. Now, when we first talked back in January of a couple of years ago, your book was out, The Joy of Letting Go.
Oh, it was the self-care for extremely busy women,
and
actually.
That one, too.
I have done multiple books. But, yeah, the self-care book It came out because, you know, I was really taught self-care by this whole experience. You know, like I said, from the beginning of Teal's collapse and her subsequent death, I was always being guided to this other bigger purpose. I just knew it. And I knew that I was meant to do the healing work that Teal was never going to be able to do through many, many means. And one of them was to publish that self-care book and do the self-care podcast and do, you know, all these subsequent things that have come.
Did you start doing the healing, Suzanne, in memory of Teal, or was this something that you truly wanted to do at that moment?
Both. I felt like I was given the work, and I accepted it, and I felt very connected to it. You know, I had been an energy healer in my 20s. For 1 year, it just sort of came in this big whoosh, and I did it. And then one day I just let go of it because I really thought what I was supposed to be doing was writing books, and I went on to write a number of books. But that healing work left me with the impression that it would be back. And then when she passed away, and I started to do the self-care work, and I had to heal myself, George. This is the thing. I was so driven. I was such a wreck. I was so stressed out. I was at the bottom of my life.
I bet.
Really.
I bet.
And there were many, many visits from Teal energetically. There were many moments where Teal showed me visions. There were moments where I felt her energy in my body, and I still do to this day. It has been a profound experience in not only the reality of the afterlife, but the power of it, and the power of it to change who we are fundamentally, to bring us back to our better, higher selves, and to show us there really is a reason for everything.
And what's so amazing is she still is with you as your daughter. And you're her mother, and she won't let that go.
You know, it's really funny you should say that, because she liked to joke around when she was a human, right, when she was walking around in a body. And one day she actually said to me, you know, she started really showing up energetically as this kind of funny little, I call it a silvery laugh, just sort of this beautiful little energetic hit that would erupt from my mouth as this sort of strange high-pitched laughter, and it was often in confirmation to things, and I was always just so sort of gobsmacked, like, why is this happening to me, because it was so weird. But one day she said, you know, I'm not your daughter anymore. You can call me Tefkat. And what is Tefkat? T-E-F-K-A-T. It's an acronym, and it means the energy formerly known as Teal.
I love that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The energy that she has passed on to you has been dramatic, hasn't it?
Well, it feels, you know, dramatic is not the word I would use because it feels very real and it feels very normal in a funny way.
But you didn't have it before.
No, I didn't. And it's enhanced. I mean, I kind of had a seed of it because I've always had a connection to my spirit guide. But the energy that I have really kind of, I'd say, cultivated since her death is, first of all, the confidence that I understand and can use these gifts. You know, I think a lot of us are given gifts and we're afraid of them, or we're given gifts and we don't know what to do with them, or we're not given gifts, but we're even afraid to ask for help. I had to move through all the spaces of slowing down and coming back into myself and becoming ready to really surrender to the full depth of Teal's healing gift. And that has been a long process, 10 years, George. Well, maybe
that,
eight.
But, that, that is a long time.
Yeah.
What took you so long to write Free Spirited?
Oh, my God. The book, the story wasn't over yet. I kept trying to end it, and it was too soon.
And it's still not over.
Apparently not. It really isn't. And who knows, maybe I'll publish a different edition down the road with another ending. But, you know, I had attracted an agent at one point, a literary agent, who was interested in trying to find a publisher for the book. And that agent took me through multiple variations of this book. And every single time I wrote it, one time it was entirely about Teal and her life because she was so extraordinary during her life, and she had such a deeply, deeply compassionate ability to feel into people and listen to them and understand them. And, you know, another draft was all about the organ donation story because that was a whole huge thing.
Oh,
we donated her organs.
That's huge. That's right.
And, yeah. And the young woman who got her heart and kidney, who was only a few years older than Teal, I mean, her story's incredible. And her mother and I got to be very, very tightly connected and went out and gave speeches together.
Well, let me ask you this, though. I mean, Teal died of a heart attack, right?
Cardiac arrest, yeah. But basically,
yet you donated her heart? Wasn't it damaged?
Isn't that strange? I was dubious, believe me. But in fact, they stabilized her heart and they realized the real problem, the thing that killed her, was the brain damage that resulted from not having enough oxygen. But her heart picked right up where it left off and it was fine. And I actually spoke to a cardiologist who was a friend afterwards who said because of her age and her health, her heart was just, you know, it just basically had the
sure.
reset button.
It was only 22 years old.
Right, right. And, you know, she was not an unhealthy person, except for the fact that she had a seizure disorder, and that would periodically sort of short-circuit her body. And, you know, the interesting thing was she was a terribly sensitive person, terribly sensitive. I learned after her death from her journals that she could feel the energy in a potato, if she was served a baked potato at dinner, and see who grew it.
That is amazing. Who got her organs?
Well, we know that a woman in her 50s got her pancreas, and another woman with children maybe in her 30s or 40s got one of her kidneys, and then this beautiful young woman that I mentioned earlier got her heart and her kidney.
Still ticking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what's really cool, you know, Teal wanted to be a healer, so the minute she was struck down, we said, okay, donate her organs. That's one way she can heal people. Okay, great. We had no idea it would become a bigger thing.
That's amazing.
This young woman works in hospitals helping people who have heart issues with the diagnostic imagery. She does the tests on their hearts.
Wow. That is the echo tests and things like that.
Exactly.
That is something. You know what they say? I've always heard this, that people who receive organs from others who have passed on pick up recollections of that person or symptoms of that person. Has that happened to any of these recipients?
Well, the only recipient we've met is the heart and kidney recipient. And what was really notable for her, according to her mother, she never liked to travel. She was a, you know, kind of homebody. But in Teal's life, Teal went all over the world with her little travel guitar in her backpack because she was a blues singer.
Yeah.
And she would perform on the street. Well, this young lady decided she really wanted to travel, and she did a lot of international travel after she got Teal's heart. I think the coolest story, though, and going back to that experience of seeing the auras and, you know, all the intuitive hits that I was getting around her birth and death, the mother of this young woman who got the heart went in to see her daughter in the recovery room between the two surgeries for the heart and the kidney.
Yeah, they couldn't do it all at once.
Yeah,
too much.
Right. And she was not conscious, of course. She was sedated and she was asleep. The mom walks in the room and sees this beautiful glow all around her body.
Like an aura?
Yeah, and it was really bright. She said it was as bright as a pair of headlights.
It's probably Teal.
Well, one would think. So then she thinks, I'm seeing things, and she says, she's glowing. And the nurse says, well, she has circulation, so she has pink cheeks again. She said, no, she's glowing. And nurse didn't see it. Then
that.
Her sister walks in, and her sister immediately says, oh, my God, she's glowing. And, you know, that is healing energy. That's the good stuff. That's the gold that we want to touch when we're in pain, right?
What happened to the heart of the initial recipient before they got Teal's heart? What was wrong with hers?
Oh, okay. So she had congestive heart failure. And congestive heart failure, maybe some people listening even have some experience with this. It's a very debilitating disease.
Yeah, that's what Bobby Darin, the singer, had. He died at 37.
Exactly. She got it from a virus. And for 8 years, she had this thing, and she had tried pacemakers, and her body rejected the pacemakers because she was very thin, and there wasn't enough kind of flesh in her chest, basically, to be able to make the pacemaker really work, because it's a piece of equipment, you know, you have to hold in your body. And she almost died 3 times. Her mother is one of the most extraordinary women, Debbie. She's a warrior, boy. And she inspired me hugely. We became great friends during this whole process. And I was really grateful for my connection.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.